Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place, the point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Episode 34. Ian Anderson Gray is a live video marketing and confidence coach and the founder of the blog Seriously Social. He is an international speaker, trainer, and teacher. Ian is also the co-founder of Select Performance, a family-run business agency. He lives in Manchester, in the UK, with his wife and two children. Ian Anderson Gray, it is a pleasure to have you here. Hi.
Hello, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you on. I just shared with our listeners what you've done until now, and I would like you to share with us what are you doing and most passionate about today, and where are you heading?
Yeah, so it's changed quite a bit over the years. At the moment, I am focused, my passion is focusing on getting businesses and people to launch their live videos, particularly Facebook Live. And I see two obstacles there. It's the fear of the camera and also the technology side of things as well. So it's launching live videos so that we can connect with our audience and reach people with that kind of quite an intimate platform. So that's what I'm doing today. But I've focused on quite a few other things in the past. That I've also, at my blog, I focus on social media tools, making the technology side of social media easy to understand for people.
Wow, that's important. And where are you heading? What are the plans?
Well, the plan is to focus on Facebook Live and live video. Sure. It's taken me quite a long time to get to that way of thinking. I've had lots of other things I've been doing in the past. I actually trained as a professional singer 15 years ago.
Really?
So very, very different. My mother was an opera singer, and so I've always been interested in music, but also technology. I set up a web agency, and I still do that with my dad. We build and maintain websites for people. But I think what I love about what I'm doing now with Facebook Live and live video is it brings my passion of technology and also my background in performance, you know, getting in front of the camera, the confidence, the fear. And one of the things I love to do is to help people. I think my audience are people who are maybe they really want to do it, and they look out there and they see all these other people, there are other businesses out there that are doing using live video, but they're just too scared to do it. And I just want to kind of take these people by the hand and take them through the process. And I've got a passion for teaching as well. So I'm really excited by the live video for my business. I think it's that combination of all those bits of my life that have kind of somehow come together at this stage. So I'm excited.
It sounds like that everything comes together right there, but it's also very exciting, I think, because live video is really going to happen. And you remember we talked about social media marketing world last year, and the last keynote speaker talked about it, and she said, so in the beginning, it's yes. So early, and it's great because you've got a very long way to do with the tool that's going to change everything, I believe.
I think you're right. I say to everyone who adopts live video, businesses who adopt live video now, it's absolutely the right time, but you've also got to be prepared for a little bit of, what can I say, hardship almost, because it's such a new platform. The technology is still a little bit tricky to understand and to get, and the technology won't always work. But if you are prepared to take that risk and to keep working at it, I think now is the time you'll really gain the benefits from that. So I'm excited about that. And I think businesses and individuals should look at this technology as a way that it's bringing back that intimacy that we had back in the medieval marketplace. where you'd go and you'd interact with your customers, you know, face to face. And we've had that to a degree with social media, but now we've got this face to face interaction, and our audience can actually get involved and leave comments and even hop onto the live video and do it actual video face to face. So it's really exciting, and at the moment it's not always being used well, and there are some technical issues, but it's absolutely a technology that I'm excited about.
Who are your customers, and how did you figure out who are your most potential customers? Because really it's a new thing. Something new. So I don't know whether we are still in what we call the innovators, the seekers time, or already the early adopters. However, it's definitely new. So who are they? Those people that come into you and they are already ready?
Well, I think, this has taken me a while to figure out. But I mean, I wrote an article last year that set this up for me. It was an article on how to broadcast to Facebook Live from your computer. And it just blew up. It's just absolutely staggering. It's had 3.5 million page views in the last year, which kind of blows my mind. And what was interesting about that is the sheer number of people that were looking at that article, trying to find a way, the technical side of things, of how to use Facebook Live. But it was the different types of people. We have, professional musicians, we have bands, we have marketers wanting to use Facebook Live in all these different ways. But I think my audience, or my perfect customer, and this has taken me a while to work out, is somebody who is, they're just really eager to use a live video, but they are scared. It could be a number of things. It could be lack of confidence. It could be the fear. It could be they're relatively technical, but it's still, they either don't have the time or it's still a little bit too technical, and they want that help with it. And the reason that I think they are my perfect customers is because there's a little bit of me in all of that, because I love live video, but I also hate live video. And I that's, hate is too strong a word, but I think I can empathize with the fear of getting in front of the camera, but I've learned how to channel that fear, that nervous energy, into the delivery in front of the camera. And so I keep on speaking with people out there that struggle with the same thing, so those are the kinds of people that I want to help. Those are my customers.
Is there any character that you can say, except of just being eager but a bit scared, some kind of specific professionals?
Yeah, absolutely. So my main type of customer is usually an online business owner who is committed to putting in the hard work, because I found with live video, it's so easy just to get disheartened straight away if things don't go well. There's a client I'm working at the moment, and she has gone through so many technical battles, partly due to the technology she chose. I mean, her computer wasn't powerful enough, but she's kept going, and I've been able to help her through all of these things. And even in the live video, her first live video, a workman came into the room and was starting to kind of take bricks down. But she kept on going. She was a professional. That's very important, that kind of quality. Absolutely.
Do you have any concepts or beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business should approach its customers? And I would like you to give your best advice to our listeners about the customer's approach or focus people should take.
Well, it's, if I look back at my biggest successes really with this, it's always been producing content that is quality and really helps your audience. I think back, the article I wrote last year was a detailed article. It went into so much detail.
Where did you publish it?
On my blog.
And no Medium, no LinkedIn, just your blog.
My blog.
Wow. We want to put the link at our show notes, so a lot of other people can read it as well.
I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Great.
So, and this has always been my philosophy. I'm not a frequent blogger. I need to get better at that. But I've always, one of the reasons for me not being such a frequent blogger is that I put my heart and soul into the content. There's so much content out there. We're drowning in it. But I want to put in my expertise into that. I want to put the kind of articles that I want to write is making the technology accessible and easy to understand. Mm. So before that, I wrote an article on social media management tools. You know, there's so many tools out there. How do you choose it? I saw a problem.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think that's what I would say to people. Write content that is really helping your target audience. And go all out, make it as easy to understand as possible, but make it detailed. But don't just stop there. You know, obviously you can share that on social media, but, you know, answer people's questions. On that blog post, I can't remember, but it's well over 1,000 comments. There's people that are going in there and asking questions. And I see a lot of bloggers out there that have closed down their comments. And although, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I feel like doing that myself, actually, so I want to help these people. I want to serve these people. Now, not all of those people are going to become my customers, but you never know who's going to be reading that. And the news passes on to other people. And so through the fact that I'm helping all these people, that's really helped to get my name out there as an expert in this field, but also to bring customers my way. And as a result of that, I launched my first course last year on live video.
Oh. Online course?
And it was kind of funny because this is my first online course. I'd been wanting to do one for ages, and I kind of knew now is the time. I need to do this now. While moving house, not a good idea.
Wow, because I'm working on my own right now, and I would have said that this is an interesting and not very easy task. It takes a lot of energy.
It does. And I'm a perfectionist. That's a real, it's a bit of a disease, I think, because but in a way, because I knew I had to do it so quickly and there were all these people out there that were asking me these questions, I knew I just had to get on with it. And I produced this course fairly quickly. You know, I did it within a week. It wasn't perfect. Wow. And it did really well. It kind of blew my mind at how popular it became. It was using this free live video tool called OBS Studio. And I think people wanted to learn how to do it. They were really eager. So that's gone. We've got all this expertise in our heads. And I think a course is a really good way of helping people with that. But we need to just get it out there and stop being perfectionists because, you know, since then I've produced other courses and the perfectionism syndrome has kicked in. Now, I'm really proud of the courses that I've produced since, but I probably spent far too long on making them perfect and they didn't need to be.
I know you had some very major successes and we'll talk about them in a minute, but I want to ask you, what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers, the one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most? Can you share it with us?
Well, there is a few. I mean, I will just mention one briefly, but then I'll go on to the major one. So back at, when I was focused on building websites for customers, there was one customer that I had a funny feeling about. The problem was we were being very general. We weren't being specific in terms of the kind of work that we were doing, the kind of customer that we were working with. And this customer came in and they were a bit of a nightmare because they didn't understand what we were doing for them. And we didn't communicate that well with them as well. So it was bad communication. And it was also not listening to that intuition that customer probably wasn't the best one for us, for a good fit for us. But I think the biggest failure really has been in the last couple of years for me is not serving my customers. So although I said all that about writing, content that serves your customers, I've not been doing that consistently until recently. And in a way that it's almost like being selfish. You know, I've got all this expertise and I'm not producing this content because for some reason, I don't know what the reason is. It's just maybe I don't think I'm good enough or there's other stuff out there or not being clear about my niche, my area. So I think that it's letting other things get in the way and not being really focused on your niche and your goal. And so that's been my biggest failure. And it's something that I'm continually working on and having a proper content strategy and producing content that's really going to help my customers.
You know, failures usually have some results. perhaps not producing enough content or content at the amount you wanted, you know, might be stopping you a bit, or you might grow a bit slower. But did it have any results that really were the results of the failures?
Great question. So this year has been, last year was a great year for me with the course and this really getting a lot of success and exposure. This year's been a big kind of, in the entrepreneurial journey, it's up and down all the time. And this sure. has been more of a difficult year, but it's a year that I've had to go through. I've had lots of mindset shifts, looking in at who I am and how I can serve my customer, who my perfect customer is. And I think because it's been a more difficult year, it's forced me to take sure. a look at those questions, because I've kind of, you know, to be honest with you, this whole my blog and until a couple of years ago, it was just a bit of a hobby on the side. And through all my successes and my passion, it's become a business. But I didn't get, you know, spend the time to focus on the important things like who my customer is, what is the idea, what is my niche. And so that's been the result of that, and now I'm absolutely fired up and excited about knowing who my audience is and producing content that's going to serve my customers, and that's been, so in a way, there's definitely been a positive side to that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I have this question and I ask it frequently everyone that I talk with on the show. And I think all the time when people talked about it, it happens to be one perhaps of the biggest seed for success, the biggest failure for almost everybody.
Yes, and I wish it wasn't the case. You know, we all want that. Well, I don't know. I think a lot of us want the easy life, but actually, we have to go through those really difficult sure. times when we almost feel like giving up. There's that thing we have to go through. And through that, I think that's going to propel us forwards into the next stage. So I am really excited about next year. I think it's going to be a good year for me because of all these difficult times that I've had to go through this year.
Thank you for sharing that. And now it's time to talk about the biggest success. And I want you to tell us the story of your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus, or something that you did right about approaching your customers.
Well, we've already talked about it. The biggest success was launching my first course, and it
wow.
was
yeah.
So I launched this I wrote the article, and then because of all the years and the hard slog, the hard work that I put into making those connections on social media. So relationships is everything on social media. And all these people that I'd met at conferences, and when I was either speaking at conferences or being there as a delegate, those relationships really helped me get the word out of this article and in producing my first course. So I was staggered at how that course went for me as a result of producing that really important and helpful article, and also all the relationships that I'd made over those years, that I actually sold the majority of those courses directly through the blog post. I mean, it wasn't until later that I did paid advertising, and I found that I was, you know, selling, you know, over 100 of these courses just directly through the article and through those relationships. So I think that was that gave me a lot of confidence, and it also gave me that feeling of that hard work, all that hard work before, that hard slog on social media and all that content I was producing, that it was worth it, absolutely worth it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's basically, I think, my biggest success, and I hope to continue to build on that for the future.
It sounds great, and it really sounds that you are the right person at the right time. It is the time for you to help us all to get there, to the live video and be professionals there. So it sounds great. And I would like to ask you, and it's funny because you talked about it, and I loved that you talked about it. I want to ask you to recommend the best or most effective technological or digital tool that related to customer focus marketing of sales. And You know, there are so many tools out
there. Oh, my goodness, yes.
And the reason I ask this question is not to add another tool to the endless list of tools that I have to use but didn't yet, but to find those tools that really help the successful entrepreneurs, those that really made it and managed to have the customers and to win the customers. Mm. What do you use, or what do you recommend your customers to use that really works?
Oh, that's such a difficult question, because I use so many tools, as you allude to. And I could mention a live video tool, but I'm not going to, because I think for live video, the tool will depend on so many different things for you as an individual. So I'm going to mention a social media management tool that I use, and it's called Agora Pulse. And so I love this. Social media management tool is a tool that helps with posting social media content. It gives you some reports so you know how you're doing. And it also helps you engage with your customers. There are plenty of tools out there. There's, you know, there's Hootsuite, there's Sprout Social, all those kind of tools. But the reason I like Agora Pulse, the reason I love Agora Pulse is the way that I can go through all my mentions on Twitter, my comments and messages on Facebook, and I can go through all of those really, really quickly. So I reply to them, they disappear from view, I know that I've dealt with them. If I want to, I can delegate some of those messages. I mean, I don't work within a team very often, but if I did, I can delegate one of those messages to somebody else within my team if I feel that they're best dealing with it. And I can get through down to inbox zero really, really quickly. And it integrates with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube now. So I just need to go to one place.
No LinkedIn yet?
LinkedIn, you can publish to LinkedIn, but you can't reply to comments on that. And that's just unfortunate, because unfortunately, LinkedIn don't give their access to their API. So that, unfortunately, no tool can help you with that. But it does with all the other platforms.
Is there any service provider, person, like, you know, a mentor, consultant, advertiser, any other person, and it can also be a book, that really had a major impact of your customer success and can help other entrepreneurs as well?
Oh, that's a really hard question. There's been so many people over the years. I think I'm going to have to mention Mark Schaefer, because he was the introduction for me into this world and to help me help my audience. And it was back, oh my goodness, I mean, probably 5 or 6 years ago, he was speaking at a conference in Wales in the UK. And he just kind of blew my mind, you know, talking about how content can change everything and how it changed his life. And as a result of what he said, I think that content has changed my life and has changed the lives of others. So I have to say Mark Schaefer and his many books that have been fantastic.
Did you read the last one, which I am really, 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 I'm fascinated by? The book about Known, How to Become Known. It's really, really beautiful book. He's a clever guy.
he is a clever guy. He's very humble as well. He's a lovely, lovely guy. And I'm in the middle of reading Known. It's a fantastic book and I highly recommend it. And I'm actually in the middle of reading another book by somebody else that I know well, and that's Chris Ducker. He's got a book. It's not technically being launched until next year, but it's called The Rise of the Youpreneur. Mm. And I think having that in one hand and Mark's book on Known in the other, I think they're going to go really well together, because it's all about personal branding. But I think, you know, all types of businesses out there can really learn from that. So, I just wanted to plug that as well, because it's a great book.
That's great. And we are going to put, of course, links to all these recommendations as well as to everything that you mentioned, like the article that you wrote and these courses, because I think it would be a great help, and also the books, of course. Now I want to ask you, did you feel you already reached the point where you stopped chasing customers and started to attract them?
I think I've gone through different periods. I think sometimes I find that as soon as I start to chase customers, that's when I need to just stop, because as soon as you start chasing customers, you almost repel them away.
Yeah, sure.
And so, yeah, I think that if I look back at my successful times, it's always been when I've stopped chasing customers. And I've just, as I say, you know, I keep saying this, but I'm producing content that really helps those customers. I'm not being salesy. I'm not saying, hey, come here, buy my stuff.
No, you're just attracting them because you give them really something that they need.
And I love that because although I have been in sales in the past, and it's not my personality to go for the hard sell and to be like that. I want to help people. And so I want to produce, and if I look back at the past few years, when I produced content and produced products that really, really help people, I don't have to go for the hard sell because I'm saying to people, here you go. This is going to help you do X, Y, and Z. And you know, the customers have seen that and they've become customers of mine. So I think, that's been really in the last couple of years that's happened to me.
That's great. You know, there are many things that affect success, but I believe there's always the one thing that really made it for you. And perhaps you talked about it, but perhaps there is another one that you didn't talk about. And I want to ask you, what is the one thing, what is your key success factor?
Well, the thing that I think made a massive difference for me is going to conferences. And there was one conference that happened in Manchester, where I live in the UK, that changed things.
Yeah.
And that's how I met people within the industry. And it was my first speaking gig. But I have to say, it was that same year that I I took the courage to fly to San Diego and go to Social Media Marketing World. And that changed everything for me because I kind of, so far before that, I was giving into the fear of it's too expensive, it's too far away, I'm not going to know anyone. You know, all those kind of things that go, you know, those thoughts that go on in your head that stop you. And yes, it was expensive, and yes, it was far for me to go, but my goodness, it changed so much for me. And it was the relationships, it was the people, and I knew so many of the people before that online, but meeting them in the flesh, meeting them in real life, and the relationships that I built. And then the second year they asked me to speak, so I've been speaking at Social Media Marketing World.
What did you talk about
last year and this year? I was talking about Twitter tools. And next year, in 2018, I'm going to be talking about live video tools. So I'm really excited about that, to talk about what I'm focusing on now, which is live video. Social Media Marketing World changed so much for me. And as a result of that, I joined a couple of mastermind groups, and my business started to move away from what it was before, which was basically, if I'm being honest, a bit of a hobby on the side, into a proper business. And that changed everything for me. So I definitely recommend, if there are any conferences in your industry that you can go to them, you know, and meet people there, make connections, and it could change your life.
I do agree with you, and I felt the same about Social Media Marketing World. And the last question before asking you how to contact you is a bit different. And since I'm a great believer that, especially today, when so many of us are either youpreneur or entrepreneur or startup founders, I think the best way, the fastest way to success is through understanding the customers and then leading the new category that actually you are bringing to your local place or to your industry, and leading a category in the mind of the customer, this is the meaning, always remind me of climbing mountains, really climbing mountains. And I want to ask you, is there any mountain that you climbed or thought of climbing or just looked at and think of? Because I think this road that we are doing, this is climbing a mountain.
It so is. It's, you know, this journey, this entrepreneurial journey is, you know, a dangerous journey sometimes. It's got those ups and downs. And I love mountains. We don't have very many mountains in the UK. We've got We've got, you know, there's right. Scotland, and you know, my parents are from Scotland. I love Scotland. There's mountains kind of there. Sorry for any Scots who are listening. But yeah, I want to say Mount Everest, not because I want to climb Mount Everest, but although in my mind I do, I would love to get to the top. I think we all need those mountaintop experiences in our lives. Because we have downtimes and we have some uptimes, I think we need to have more of a perspective on the landscape around us. And so I kind of cheated with Mount Everest. And I visited India and Nepal about 15 years ago. And I wanted to see the Himalayas. And so there was a special flight you could go on from Kathmandu, which was the mountaintop flight. And so we got in a plane and we flew just by the Himalayas. And the captain of the pilot of the flight, the plane, pointed out Mount Everest, and it was amazing to see the peak that everyone talks about and you see on TV in real life, and to see the landscape.
Wow, this is very interesting, because I think it's going to another way, and we are all looking for different ways.
Yeah, and I think we need that. We need those mountaintop experiences. And yes, okay, that was from the comforts of my chair, but I think in our own entrepreneurial journey, having some mountaintop experiences is really important. It keeps you going. And actually, I think sharing in the success of others is helpful. We can all play the comparison game, and we can look at others and think, oh, they're so much more successful than us. But actually, I think sharing in the success of others is so important. If you can get to that point and then learn from their experiences as well. So you can share their mountaintop experiences as well. And hopefully you can have your own very soon.
Thank you so much. This is really inspiring. And I would like to ask you, what is the best way to contact you and to connect with you for anyone of our listeners that would like to be in touch with you?
Well, I'd love that. Yeah. Now, please don't be shy in contacting me. So, I mean, I'm on most of the social networks out there. So if you just search for my name, Ian Anderson Gray, and that's Gray, G-R-A-Y. My website is iag.me, and I'm on Twitter, which is it's the same kind of sound, but it's iag.me, iag.me on Twitter. So please do say hello to me.
And your blog is in your site, actually?
Yeah, just go to iag.me, and it's got all the links to all the articles and my courses and workshops there.
Great. Ian, I want to thank you so much for this conversation. I enjoyed it so much. So thank you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on, Hayu.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.